Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zeldin of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's not possible for an individual employee or groups of employees to manipulate our search results. You know, we have a robust framework, including many steps in the process.
I'm not even sure what he's responding to there, but that is Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google. He's up on Capitol Hill earlier today. And obviously taking a lot of heat from congressional bodies. They want to know a lot about what the tech giants' intentions are as it relates to free speech, both internationally and domestically here in America. There's some speculation that a new project that they have undertaken called Project Dragonfly cooperates too closely with the communist government of China, and they're entering into a season of voluntary censorship for internet users in that country. Well, with some perspective on all of this and kind of how it all shakes out, this is where technology directly crosses into the mainstream of news, international news, and in this case, how people of different beliefs get to access the information. Ari Zeldin, we don't always have this big of a story to talk about on Tech Tuesday, but I'm sure glad you're here today.
Kevin, great to be here.
So Google's in a little bit of hot water. Why? First of all, why are they on Capitol Hill? And what is it that Congress is asking of Sundar?
Sure. So I don't necessarily think that they're really looking to fry anyone or any organization, whether it's Google or Apple. I think they're really poking around kind of more to understand the landscape. I really believe, look, everyone in the world is using Google. So nobody really has a vested interest, in my opinion, to be able to really harm the search engine. And quite frankly, I do believe, and of course, these tech giants are, because they obviously hire, you know, a lot of more younger people, they're more left leaning. So I would understand that people on the Hill and in Washington have a lot of really, really good concerns and good questions. So I don't think that, you know, they're out there to really get anyone. What I do think is, though, internally within a lot of these tech companies, you are going to have a lot of rogue employees. But that happens in every single industry.
Sure. Well, but let me ask you about this, because there were 700 employees plus that signed a letter to the management of Google that said, look, China has asked us to basically spearhead this censorship platform for the Chinese people to access the internet, at least vis-a-vis Google, through a very limited scope of search. And they want to nix all these topics that can't be brought up and stuff. This brings up the discussion of free speech, free access, et cetera, given that the Chinese government is a very closed system, and the employees of Google are largely American or very Western in their thinking. And so they think that doing such a thing is kind of an abdication of the principle of free speech and the free access to information. Who's doing the right thing here? Should Google take a stand with China, or are the employees causing more trouble than it's worth?
Sure. So that's a good point. I don't necessarily see it as an either or. I spend a lot of time, you know, in China, and it's amazing. You know, today you can't access. I mean, to think that, you know, you go outside the United States and you can't access your Gmail, your YouTube, certain sites. I mean, we don't know anything about censorship. You know, it's a completely foreign concept. But the minute you go overseas into a lot of Asian countries, it's this shock that occurs to you and go, wait, you know, you're no longer in America. What I do like, and I don't believe Google should create an either or situation, an all or nothing. I do think that if there's opportunities to work with China and to get them to head in a certain direction of an open society, of an open internet, even if we're talking about some partial censorship, I do think they're heading in the right direction.
Okay, so that's interesting. Well, a lot of Google's employee base doesn't. And I don't know really how I feel about it, because I will admit readily, I'm all for partial censorship in the U.S. For instance, I don't want my kids to be able to access pornographic websites. There's certain, you know, just like I don't let my children wander the streets of a city and go into certain areas. And I don't, I guess it doesn't really bother me if those areas are in business or not. I just don't want my kids anywhere near there so I can control them and keep them away. I'm all in favor of responsible use, but I generally do back the principle of access to information. So I may sound a little bit self-contradictory, but I think that's where the average person lives. I think there's things that, you know, we don't want people being able to create pipe bombs and terrorist weapons and all kinds of things that have now flooded the internet in certain zones. I think there's certain responsible responses to certain types of content. And I don't know. I don't. People throw the censorship word out there as like it's always a dirty word. It may be well applicable in certain things. If they were censoring general information about, you know, like, for instance, political access or access to freedom or, you know, ideas that are kind of bigger than humanity, that would be where I would have a problem with China if that's what they were trying to stop.
But then, Kevin, where do you draw the line? You know, interesting, you talked about having censorship with children and pornography, but that comes down, I think, to the individual level for the parent.
Right. I'm definitely censoring them, and the internet is on the computer that's in the middle of the family room. Like, that's the only time, that's their only access to information, is what Dad says.
Right. You know, it's interesting. It's bringing up a similar conversation, and you know, being back in China. You know, we really, like, don't realize how great we have it in this country that, you know, there's something called freedom of speech. You know, you go into China, Kevin, and it's like a foreign word. Like, they don't even know the difference between freedom of speech and propaganda and everything in between that. And they're eating whatever they're being sold.
Right.
So this is definitely, I mean, I love the fact that at least they're heading in this direction with Google, even though we're talking about certain filters and certain censorships. At least the Chinese people can get sort of a taste of
What America said about economic freedom in China. George W. Bush said, let's get some entrepreneurs and start a middle class and see if that doesn't bring them a little bit closer to freedom. I think he was successful in that. And I think that this may be the same kind of theory that you're talking about here in terms of freedom of access to information. But it's interesting to watch, and it's interesting to see how Google got treated earlier today. Ari, always appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, Technology Tuesday. Get all the episodes on the podcast page. Coming right back.